You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Feels quite right to go from a bit of Letitia Sadier, Queen of Bleep Bloops, into another Queen of Bleep Bloops, Delia Derbyshire, because we're about to be talking all things Bleep Bloop. With the wonderful Sam Harmony. Hey, Sam, how are you?
Kia ora, morena. I'm good. Monday morning.
Monday morning vibes.
Trucking along.
Big time. Second coffee energy all around. There is a great screening happening at the Hollywood tomorrow, which we're going to be talking about shortly. This is from a very cool library music compilation put out by KPM. The track we were just listening to is Brian Hodgson with the wonderful Delia Derbyshire, who is one of the features in a film that's coming to the Hollywood tomorrow.
Wednesday.
Sorry. Oh my goodness me, I'm already getting ahead of myself. What is happening at the Hollywood this week, Sam?
So we are doing a screening of Sisters with Transistors, which is a wonderful film, came out in 2020. We'll go into that a little bit more after. But this is a collaboration with the Audio Foundation, who I'm sure BFM listeners know who they are. They are a wonderful organisation housed in the Thai factory basement behind Karangahape Road, run for a long time by Jeff Henderson, and recently a bunch of different people, but Jeff Henderson, I guess, is the sun on which people revolve around orbit. And they wanted to show some films. I mean, obviously, they're sort of in the world of experimental music and sound art, I guess is the best way to describe it.
Totally.
And I asked Jeff, hey, do you want to, is there any film that would make sense for us to partner up on? And the first one he wanted to show is this film, Sisters with Transistors, which is a film about the pioneers of electronic music, well, some pioneers of electronic music who have been overlooked. Because of their gender, basically. And it's a wonderful film. It actually came out in 2020, and we're just talking about it off here, but it came out kind of when the pandemic was hitting, right at the start. And it did screen at the New Zealand International Film Festival, but this is when it was online, if you can cast your mind back to those crazy days.
It does feel like a bit of a fever dream at this point, eh?
Definitely does. It's hard to quite recall time in that space. But so yeah, I think this might even be the first time it's filmed on an actual screen, like a big screen here in Aotearoa. So that's quite exciting.
That's very exciting. I watched it as part of that online film festival, and I really recommend it. If you are even just a little bit interested, this is a great entry point. And if you are already much knowledgeable, it will be a nice, like, celebration of people who have been quite, you know, overlooked by maybe mainstream conversations.
Yeah, I think Roger Ebert reviewed the film. Well, he's passed away, but somebody who works for him, because he's such a big name.
The Ebert House.
The Ebert House says it's kind of a manifesto about how electronic instruments, especially early on, were kind of a liberating tool for feminists and feminism in general, because it meant you didn't need a producer, you didn't need a band, you could just go out there and make bleeps and bloops, and this is kind of what these pioneering women did. People like Delia Derbyshire, who we just listened to, who worked in the BBC Radiophonic Workshop, responsible for making ocean noises, krang, zaps, all these. I mean, it's kind of hard to imagine a time when these noises didn't exist. You could
totally
just call them up, but you had to make them yourself. And yeah, it's an interest. It's narrated by Laurie Anderson, the wonderful artist.
Legend that is.
So yeah, I mean, I'm excited to watch. I've never seen it myself, so I'm very excited to see it. And also, being an Audio Foundation presentation, we've partnered with them to put on a little bit of a program. So they're also going to have their music electronics library, which is a rental library, basically. You can join up, and they've got all sorts of electronic instruments that you can borrow, just like the regular library. So they're going to be doing a demo of that library in the foyer at the Hollywood. So you can come along, have a little tattoo with some noisy makers.
It's pretty fun. If you've ever had if you've not ever had a crack on some of the Mel equipment, this is a really good like opportunity to just go and have a play with all of their amazing gear. It's so cool.
I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't. I mean, I guess if you're interested in electronic music at all, but you have no way of any entry point, if you've got young people in your life who might be keen on doing something like that, bring them along and let them have a little tattoo. And then there's also going to be a performance after that, before the film, from some local Sisters with Transistors, and that would be Duckling Monster and Rachel Shearer, who have a group called Sister Act. They'll be doing a performance just before the film screens, and then we'll show the film. So
it's going to be a good time.
Bloody hell, it's going to be a great time.
get on down to the Hollywood. We've been talking over the top of a Daphne Oram track called Four Aspects. She's great. If you just Google her, she's got the most fabulous perm you've ever seen and the best horn-rimmed glasses.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, made bleep loops out of her, like, very proper English living room, which is kind of incredible. There's some great BBC footage of her in her house drawing on film and stuff. It's very, very cool. Rowan thought that we'd invented a new genre called bleak loops this morning.
Bleak loops.
Which...
Very 2023.
It's extremely 2023. This is a really cool film. I really do recommend people go along. Thanks for coming in, Sam, to chat with us.
No, thank you for having me. And yeah, we'll see you. Doors are at 6:30 and film screens around 7:30. So come early and have a little play with some noisy makers if you're in the area.
Lovely. Thank you, Sam. We'll see you soon.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, Superman.
Pay as you go. Pay as you go.
okay, who is this really? And the voice said, this is the hand.
Someone's texted in to say, sitting in Albert Park right now listening to the birds singing while Laurie Anderson is playing, and it's honestly the perfect combo. I'm very pleased to soundtrack that for you. This is, of course, O Superman by the mighty Laurie Anderson, narrator of Sisters with Transistors, which is a really interesting film about some of the women pioneers of electronic music. And it is screening at the Hollywood Avondale this Wednesday in collaboration with the Audio Foundation and in celebration of the Musical Electronics Library. So get down there early, have a tutu with some of their gear, watch the excellent Sister Act perform, and then see a fantastic, very interesting film. Thank you so much to Sam Harmony for popping in to speak with us about it. If you want to get a ticket to that, head to the Hollywood's website.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.